Okay, so we are on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Like I said, we're going to be just doing basically this Amud, going on a little bit to Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. We are 11 lines from the top on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, 24b. We're at the words Rabbi Yehuda. So we were speaking about previously several stories of individuals who prayed for rain and rain didn't come, and then they heard that other people davened for rain and the rain came for them. And so that's what we were talking about. So we have more stories like this, several more stories that will include these types of prayers for rain that sometimes are answered and sometimes are not answered. So says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda. Again, 2, 4, 6, 8, I think about 11 or 12 lines down from the top. Rav Yehuda chaza hanu beitrei. Rav Yehuda saw two people, the habu kapartse berifte. He saw two people that were like throwing around a piece of bread. They were having a catch, and instead of using a baseball, they were using a piece of bread to have a catch with. Amar, he said, shma mina ika sava be'am. He says, you see from here that there is an abundance of food. If you're able to sit around and have a catch with the piece of bread, it must mean that you have too much food to go around, that you can have a catch with it. Yahiv Ene Hava Kafna, he like focused his eyes on them, and he said, because he focused his eyes on them, a famine came to their community, it came to the world. Amru, in other words, his gaze was like implying that this is so terrible, so as a result of that, a famine came. Amrulay, they said to him, Amrulay Rabbanan the Rav Kahana Brei the Rav Nechunya Shamei, so the Rabbanan, the rabbi, said to Rav Kahana, the son of Rav Nechunya, who was the attendant of Rav Yehuda, they said to him, Mar Deshchich Kamei, he says, you know, you are always with him, you're his attendant, so now, Siyal Delepuk Bepischa Desamach Leshuka, they said, make him like go out by the door that's next to the marketplace, because if he goes out by the door next to the marketplace, then he'll end up going through the marketplace. So what happened? Asya, he did this, and he went into the market, and he saw what was going on in the market. Chaza Knufya, he saw a crowd in there. Amar Lehu, he said to them, he said, Rabbi Yehuda said to this crowd, my hi, what are you gathering in this crowd for? Amru Le, they said to him, Akuspa de Tamre Kaimi de Kamiz Dabin. They are waiting for a container of dates to be sold. So it's unbelievable. You want to understand how severe this famine is that Rabbi Yehuda brought because of his prayer? Well, this famine was so severe that you have a group of 20 people waiting in line just so they can buy one container of dates. That's a pretty high level of poverty, or rather a pretty high level of famine. Amar Shmamina Kafna Be'almas. They said, you see from here, there's a famine in the world. This famine that I brought, it worked. Amar Le'Shamei, so he said to his attendant, Shaluf Li Masane, says, take off my shoes. And the reason why we take off your shoes is to show some level of affliction, that he's like preparing for prayer, but also preparing for this sense that he's going to be in a state of affliction so that God will answer his prayers. So he says, take off my shoes. Shalaf le chad misana. So he took off one of his shoes, the asa mitra. And immediately, once one of the shoes of Rabbi Yehuda was taken off, it began to rain. It was enough for him to afflict himself just a little bit by taking off one shoe that it began to rain. Ki matel mishla vachrina. When his attendant went to take off the other shoe, Asa Eliyahu Hanavi comes out, va'amar le amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu isha lafta achrina machrivna le'ama. He says, if you take off the other shoe, then I'm going to destroy the world. I'm going to destroy the world. Not so clear exactly why he's going to destroy the world if he takes off the other shoe. So one perspective, perhaps, is to say that he was so adamant that he didn't want Rav Yehuda to afflict himself anymore, meaning this wasn't so terrible, it was just taking off his second shoe, but that would have been too much of an affliction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote-unquote, kviyachu, cannot bear that Rav Yehuda would experience. So he says, don't do this. If you do this, I'm going to destroy the world as a result of it. Basically, to convince him to not afflict himself that much. So that's what he says. God said, I'm going to destroy the world if you take off your other shoe. So he said, I'm not going to take it. So he decided, like, evidently, not to take off his other shoe. Okay, Amar Rav Mari Bara de Bas Shmuel. So Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, said the following: Ana hava ka'amina aguda dinahar papa. So this individual, or Rav Mari, who was the son of the daughter of Shmuel, he says, you know what? I was actually standing at the riverbank, at the bank of the river of Papa. So there was evidently a river called Papa. So he was at the bank of this river during this experience. Chazai lemalache, and he says, you know what I saw? I saw angels deidmu lemalche, who had made themselves appear as if they were sailors. the ka maise chala umalunhu laarbe. And what were they doing? They were bringing sand and loading it onto cargo and loading cargo boats with this sand. The hava kimcha de smida. And all of a sudden, all of the sand that they were loading onto these boats, it became fine flour. So this was very exciting. So this was a time that there was a drought, and now all of a sudden a miracle happened that even though it was a drought, they now all of a sudden had all of this flour. Because a miracle was done and that it was turned into flour. So it's almost like retroactively, it says if it rained and they were able to have enough wheat to produce all of this flour. Asu kule ama limizban. As a result, what happened? So evidently they brought this ship to the dock, to the pier, and many people came out to come and buy the flour. Again, it was a drought, so that means there was not enough food. So everyone came out to buy this flour. Amar lehu, so he said to them, so this seems to be like Rav Yehuda, I guess. Rav Yehuda says them, Mihalo Tizbanon. He says, don't buy from this flour. Wow, that's an unbelievable thing. Don't buy from this flour. Everyone's starving, but he's being machmir over here. Don't buy from the flour. Why? Demas and Nisimu, because this is the result of a miracle, and we don't like to benefit from things from a miracle. Lemachar, the next day, Asian Arbe Dechiti de Parzina. So the next day, wheat boats of this place of Parzina came into the docks, and they were able to buy the flour from there. So it's an interesting story in general, trying to understand exactly what the lessons or what the takeaway is. One takeaway evidently seems to be that we don't like to benefit from miracles that happened, and it was almost like as like a result, because everyone listened, God made it so, not from a miracle standpoint, that they had all this wheat that came in from the town of from the city of Parzina. Okay, so that was that story. Rava ikla lahagrunya. Rava went to the town of Hagrunya, Gazar Tanisa, and he decreed that there should be a fast. Velo asamitra, and the rain didn't come. So evidently, Rava came to this town. Hello, Mayor. Rava came to this town of Hagrunya, and we're on the middle of Chafdal and Amabez. So again, so Rava came to this town of Hagrunya, and he decreed that there should be a fast. Seemingly, he decreed that there should be a fast because there was no rain. But so what happened? Lo asar mitra, the rain didn't come. Amar hu beso kule ama betani saichu. So he went to the people. So he went to the people of the town and he said, make sure that the evening doesn't pass with people not fasting, meaning make sure that no one breaks their fast for tonight. In other words, his thought was that he decreed a fast and the rain didn't come. He said it must be that people just weren't following the fast and therefore the rain didn't come. So he says, make sure that no one breaks their fast tonight. Lamacha, the next day, Amar lehu mi'ika dechaza chilma. So he says to the crowd, okay, so everyone had such a beautiful, meaningful fast last night. Who here had a dream? Whoever had a dream, lema, let him say his dream over. Amar lehu Rabbi Elazar Mahagrunia. So all of a sudden, Rabbi Elazar from this town, from the town of Hagrunia, gets up and says the following to them. Ledidi akarion bechalmi. He says, I was caused to like call out the following in my dream. What was I caused to call out in my dream? Shalim tav l'rav, tav merivon, tav demtuvia, meitiv la'ame. An unbelievable statement. Good greetings to the good teacher from the good master who from his goodness dispenses good to his people. Amar, so therefore as a result, Rava says to him, Shmami, now we see from here that Itratzonhi mi bai rachme. He says evidently this dream teaches us that right now it's an Eis Ratzon. It's a time where God really wants to hear our prayers. It's a time for that we should be davening for divine mercy. So bai rachme. So they all davened for divine mercy that rain should come, and then vaase mitra, and rain came. Beautiful. Hahu gavra di chayev negda bevei dina derava. Another story. There was an individual who became chayev. He became liable for lashes in the Beis Din in the court of Rava. So evidently there was a guy who did a sin, and they said in the Beis Din of Rava, you are liable for lashes. Okay, what happened? Mishum debal kusis. What did he do? He had marital relations with a kusis. Never good to have marital relations with a kuti woman. He doesn't belong with her, so that's why he's going to get lashes. Negde Rava umis. So Rava, meaning like the basin of Rava or whatever, made it be that he got the lashes. Not only did he get the sentencing, but he also got the lashes. Umis, and he died from the lashes. Ishtama milsa beis shavur malka. The matter became known by the king or by the house of the king Shavur or Shapur, whatever his name was. The matter became known in this house. Ba'al etza'uri l'Rava, and he wanted to punish Rava. So what happened? Amrle Ifra Hurmiz ime de shavur malka libara. So Ifra Hurmiz, who is the mother of this king of King Shapur, she said the following to her son: Lo lehevi lecha isek devarim behada Yehudai. She says, "I'm going to give you some word of advice. Don't involve yourself with the Jews. It's never good to be involved with the Jews. Why? The koman de bayan mimarayhu yahivluhu. That anything that they ask from their master, from their God, he gives to them. So if you team up against the Jews, then you're going to have, it's not going to be good news for you, because they're going to dive into their God to be saved, and then God will save them. Amar la my high. He says back to his mother, "What do you mean he grants them anything? Well, for example, like what does this God do for them? Bayin rachmei." So she says, "Well, they daven for divine mercy. Va'asi mitra, and rain comes, even if it's a time of no rain, or even if it's a time of a drought. Rather, if they daven for rain, rain will come." What an unbelievable concept! That doesn't happen when you daven to the idols and other gods, but when they daven to their God and they need rain, rain actually does come. Unbelievable. Amar la hahumi shum de zimna de mitra hu. He says, "What are you talking about? You're such a balas amuna, you believe in God so much." No, it's because the rain comes when they daven for rain, if there has been a drought, because it's the time for rain. Meaning, so it's the rainy season and rain hasn't come. And then they start davening for rain, then the rain comes. Well, the rain doesn't come because there's some ultimate God that's pulling the strings. No, it's because it happened to be that it was a coincidence. Their prayers aligned perfectly with when the rain was just coincidentally going to be coming. But it doesn't mean that God just grants their prayers. He says, I have an idea. You want to prove to me that their God is all powerful and that their God does whatever they need? Well, now it's the month of Tammuz, right? The month of Tammuz is the summer. We just had the month of Tammuz 2 months ago. Month and a half ago. It's the month of Tammuz. It's not the rainy season. Let them daven for rain in the non-rainy season and let rain come. If rain comes, okay, then we'll really be sure that their God really does this wonders. Shalcha le'le Rava. So what happened? So Ifra Hurmiz is the mother of this king. So she sent this following message to Rava. She was evidently some sort of friendship with him, where she knew not to mess with the Jews. So she sends to Rava the following. Kavin datich ubay rachme delese mitra. She says, "Listen, my old pal Rava, I need you to daven hard. Daven hard. Have a kavin datich, like really focus your kavana and daven that rain should come. Okay. By rachme." So he says, "Okay, listen, my old friend, this mother of the king, she tells me to daven for rain, even though it's not the rainy season. I'll go ahead and I'll daven for rain. By rachme, daven for rain velo ase mitra. But what do you know? Rain does not come. Of course, rain doesn't come. It's the summer. Okay. Amar the of Ribono Shalom." So Rava then turns to God and says, "Elokim bazninu shamanu avosenu sapru lanu poel paalat biamehem bimei kedem." So what does the pasuk say? Pasuk has an unbelievable line: "God, with our ears we have heard, our fathers have recounted to us the work which you wrought in their days, in days of old." So in other words, this pasuk says that it's clear that God used to do incredible miracles and incredible wonders for us, for the Jewish nation. Va'anu be'inenu lo ra'inu, and Rava says to God, "We never saw any of your wonders. Like, show us some good wonders." So asa mishra. So there, then at that moment, the rain came to show like a real wonder of God. Ad shafach marzabe de tzipure lediglas. You want to know how much rain came? Well, the rain came, it was raining so much that the gutters of Tzipure were like pouring over into the diglas, into the Tigris River. That's how much rain was coming. Asa avua itchaze le bechalme. So then what happened? So this is unbelievable. So if you're paying attention at home, that we just learned the following: that Rava proved to this non-Jewish king how much God listens to us. And never it started raining in the summer. It wasn't even just a drizzle. It was like a mamish, like a monsoon in the summer. So asa avua itchaze le bechalme. So Rava's father then came to him in a dream, and he said to him, "Mi ikat de mitrach kame shamaya kuli hayi." He's like, "Who in the world do you think you are? Who do you think you are to trouble heaven so much that you think you have the chutzpah to demand such demands from heaven? Of course, God's going to grant your tefillos. You're Rava, but who do you think you are to do such a thing?" Omar Le, Shani Duchtech. He says, you know what you should do? Here's some advice for you. You should change the place that you're sleeping. Shani Duchtech, he changed the place that he was sleeping. He moved his bed and he slept somewhere else. And what happened? Lamachar Ashkeche de Mirsham Puriye Besakine. He wakes up and he sees like knife marks all over his bed. It's like his bed was like stabbed several times. Rashi says, what is this weird thing, knives stabbing him? So Rashi explains, where is it? Rashi, about 5-6 lines from the top on the left. Sharatsu Shadim Luhargo, that demons wanted to kill him. In other words, what happened was by the fact that he activated such a high level of divine assistance, it activated some level of evil or whatever in this world as well, and the demons wanted to kill him. B'chatchu et mitasu, and they wanted to cut his bed up. V'hainu darminan b'shchidas chulin b'perek hazorea v'lekruya l'rava rava nazufaya lo matzino lo nezifa b'chol hashas el bazeha maisa kishabi kishagashavim b'tamo. This is the famous incident where Rava tried to push the limits for davening for divine mercy too much, and as a result, the demons wanted to come back and get him. So anyway, so that's what happened. So he davened for his divine mercy. God granted him this divine mercy of bringing rain even in the summer to prove how powerful the Jewish king, how powerful the Jewish God is, that he is really the true God. And as a result, still he got other bad forces involved, and that wasn't good news for the Jews. Okay, or at least it wasn't good news for Rava. Okay, another story. Rav Papa Gazar Tanisa. Below Asametra, another story where Rav Papa he saw there was no rain, so he declared that there should be a fast, and again, rain didn't come. Chalash Libi, he became like saddened, he was like weakened, his heart was weak, because he's like, well, what's wrong with me? How come it's not working when I'm making these fasts? You know, that should bring rain. How come rain isn't coming? Saraf Pinka de Daisa, what did he do? He said, you know, I'm like feeling so weak, I'm feeling so bad about myself, I'm gonna go have like some dice. It's, I don't really know what dice is exactly. I think the Ars Scroll translates it as like grits, which if you're from the north, you have no idea what that is. If you're from the south, you do know what that is. It's some sort of like a porridge or whatever. So he was not feeling great, so he said, I'm just gonna have a spoonful of this porridge, of this dice. Ubay Rachme Lo Asamishra, and what do you know? He davened for divine mercy and the rain didn't come. I'm really Rav Nachman Barush Pazti. So Rav Nachman Barush Pazti said to him, Isarif Mar Pincha Acharite to Daisa Asimitre. He says to him, you know what you should do? You should have another spoonful of Daisa, and that'll help your prayers, and that'll cause the rain to come. In other words, he's being like chutzpahdik to him. He's like, you think you just dove into Hashem and your prayers weren't answered, so you went out to get a bite to eat? Like, how chutzpahdik could you be? God said no to your prayer. You go back even with a fuller force of prayer, and you don't stop for a food break. That's ridiculous. That seems to be the muster that he gave him. Ichsif v'chalishdate. Rava became like he was like ashamed, and he was like he felt dejected about this, and as a result of that, the Asametra, the rain came. So who knows exactly if that was his plan all along to do this, I think I wrote Rava here, but I believe it's Rav Papa. Yeah, Rav Papa became like ashamed and dejected, and as a result, the rain came. So it's unclear exactly if that was Rav Papa's point, that he wanted to be embarrassed, and as a result of getting embarrassed, and he would bring the rain. But that's what happened. The rain came because he was subjugated to such a level. Okay, next story. So now we're going to begin a topic talking about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was known as an incredible individual, and we'll spend the majority of the next Amud, at least next week, talking about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So here is the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Mendoza. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa hava ka'azil be'orcha asamitra. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was walking on the path, he was walking on the way, he was on the road traveling, and it started to rain. Amar lefana ribono shel olam, he says before Hashem, kola olam kulo benachas v'chanina betzar, he says the entire world is loving this. Who doesn't love some good old-fashioned rain? Causes the crops to grow, great. But he says, you know what, Chanina, me, myself, Chanina ben Dosa, I'm in terrible pain. Who wants it to rain while they're on the road? Pasak mitra, and God, being incredibly attuned to the needs of Chanina ben Dosa because he was such a holy person, God decided to stop the rain. Ki mata lebeisei. Then he got to his house. Amar lefanav ribono shalom, and he said to Hashem, kol olam kulo betzar v'chanina benachas. He says, the entire world is now in pain, and I'm enjoying. Why is he enjoying? Rashi explains he's enjoying because he doesn't own any fields. V'chanina ben Dosa, we'll see, was an incredibly poor individual, so he doesn't own any fields, but he's home, so he's like, he's just living the dream. What does he care if it rains? It doesn't rain. It doesn't affect his crops. So he says the whole world is in pain because everyone's crops are suffering, but me, Chanina ben Dosa, you know, I'm doing great because I don't need the rain anyways. So as a result of that, that was another evidently a prayer to Hashem. So Asa Metro, so the rain came. Amar Rav Yosef, my Ahanya Le Salusa de Kohen Gadol Lagabi Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. So this is an unbelievable question Rav Yosef asks now. He says, of what value was the tefilos of the Kohen Gadol in regard to the tefilos of Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa? And we'll see in a second, but just to give a quick, brief understanding of what this means, the Kohen Gadol used to make a prayer. He used to say that God shouldn't listen to the prayers of the people who are on the way, because obviously the people who are on the way, who are down the road, they're traveling, they're going to tell God not to bring the rain because they don't want rain because they're traveling. But the Kohen Gadol gives his prayer to God by saying that God, don't listen to these people, because better that all of the nation should have rain than this guy who's walking on the road that he may get caught in the rain. Better that everyone else should have rain, so all their fields should be doing well, and there should be food for the nation. So the Kohen Gadol would give this prayer. But what do you know? Chanina ben Dosa was one of these people who davened while he was on the road, and God listened to his prayer, evidently over the prayer of the Kohen Gadol. So how could this happen? What's the story over here? Ditnan was taught in a Mishnah, Hayem espalal tefila katsar bebeis achitzon, that when the Kohen Gadol, when he was in the outer chamber, he used to say the following prayer, my mitzlei, or that he would pray. My mitzlei, what would he pray? Ravin bar adav, Rava bar adav, these two individuals, Amri Tarvaya, they both say Mishmei de Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav Yehuda, here is the prayer. Yihi ratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetehei Hashana Hazu Geshuma Veshchuna. So first the Kohen Gadol says to Hashem, God, this year should be a rainy year and a year of Shchuna, a year of heat, a hot year. So says the Gemara, what Shchuna Mal Yasehi? Is it really good if it's really hot? We all know, sitting in the summer, certainly with our outside minyanim, or those who are still are davening outside, we know that heat is not a good thing. So says the Gemara, Shchuna Mal Yasehi? Is heat really a good thing, that the Kohen Gadol should be asking God for heat? That sounds weird. Adarabba, it's a horrible thing when it's too hot. Rather, what the tefillah was that the Kohen Gadol was saying, if it's hot, let it at least rain, and let it at least be very dewy, so that the heat can be subsided by some of this rain. And then the Kohen Gadol would add in another prayer, and the prayer was there shouldn't enter before you any of the prayers of people who are davening on the road. In other words, if someone who's davening on the road, don't listen to their prayers. What are their prayers? Their prayers are that God should stop the rain so that they're not caught in the rain in their journey. So it says the Kohen Gadol, don't listen to them. Better that everyone else should have rain who's not traveling on the road than these few people that are traveling on the road. Rav Acha bray de Rava Messiah Mishmei de Rav Yehuda. So Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said that the prayer concluded in the following way, and he did this in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Lo yadi avid shultan midabes Yehuda. He says, and may one who coerced rulership not pass from the house of Yehuda. An additional idea that the nation of Israel should not need to become not need sustenance from each other, meaning you shouldn't have to ask tzedakah from your friends, and the Jewish people should not need to get tzedakah from other people, from other nations. Okay, so that was the story. And so the whole point of that Mishnah was to teach us this idea that there is a prayer of the Kohen Gadol, but nonetheless Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was such a powerful individual, such a holy individual, that his prayers superseded the prayers of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. B'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotzeis ve'omeres kol kulo nizon b'shvil chanina bani. So the Gemara is now going to give one story, and again several stories after this, but we'll do one more story tonight. So the Gemara says that Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, that every single day a bas kol would come out and it would say that the world is sustained, meaning the world gets its daily portion of food because of one person, because of Chanina ben Dosa. He was such an incredible individual that the whole world got its food every single day because of his merit. You say the whole world got food because of his merit. Must be he also had a delicious meal every single night, says the Gemara. No. The Chanina banai dayu bekav charuv meir of Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. What is my son Chanina ben those who live off of? He lives off of a kav of carobs. Not too much. He lives off of a kav of carobs that he eats. He spreads out from one Erev Shabbos to the next Erev Shabbos. From one Friday to the next, all he eats is one kav of carobs. Okay. Havaragila debisu lemichma tanura komale de shabsa. Another story that indicates the greatness of both him and his wife, of both Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and his wife, but also how poor they were. So says the Gemara that have a regular debisu lemechma tanura kol mali deshabsa. Every single Erev Shabbos, she was in the habit of heating up the oven, vishadya aktarta, and she would throw in like a some sort of substance. Substance that would cause smoke, she would throw that in, so that anyone who would see her house and see her oven would see, oh, beautiful, she's preparing for Shabbos with her challah, just like everyone else's. When meanwhile, she didn't even have the money to buy challah, or buy flour, or buy dough, so it was just all fake, it was all facade, so she wouldn't be embarrassed. Mishum kisuva, the Gemara says, we're now on the top of Chaf Hei Amar Aleph, she did this because she was so embarrassed, she didn't want to be feel like an idiot in comparison to all the other nice Jewish women who were baking their bread on Erev Shabbos. Havala hach shivavta bishta. So she had, it's an interesting language, she had like a really mean or like a really bad neighbor. Amra, she said to herself, she's like, I know they don't have any money. What in the world is she doing? That she is all this smoke coming from her oven. It looks like she's cooking. What is all this? Can't be. It's bread. Azla v'tarfa abava. So she went and she knocked on her door. Ichsafa, immediately, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife became embarrassed. She's like, oh gosh, sir, she's going to come in, she's going to see my oven, she's going to see that it's a fake. It's so embarrassing. Va'ayla li'indrona. And she went all the way to like the inner chamber of her house. You know, like someone knocks on the door, you don't want to answer, so you go to the back bedroom so no one will see you. It's Aved la Nisa, and a miracle happened for her. Dechazi la tanura male lachma, that her oven immediately became filled with bread. The agana mali alisha, and her like kneading trough became full of dough. Amrala, she said to her, planisa, planisa. She says like, ma'am, excuse me, ma'am, are you here? I see masa deka charech lachmich. Excuse me. Bring the baker shovel. I don't really know exactly what this is, but what comes to mind, which may or may not be right, is like that thing that they use in the pizza stores with like the little thing to pull the pizza out of the oven, like that piece of wood. So she says, bring your baker shovel, because your bread's burning, you know, you take it out of the oven quick. Amrale, she said back to her, Af analahachi ayli, she says, that's exactly where I went, to go get the shovel, to go get the thing to take out the bread from the oven. But now the Gemara is going to have the implicit question that it'll answer, and that is, no, she didn't. We're saying how holy of a person she is, and now she's lying that she did that. So what's the deal? How could she lie? Why would she have lied? Why don't she just be honest? And it was too embarrassing. Just don't say anything, but don't say that that's what you were doing. It says the Gemara Tana, that there was taught, she actually was going to the back of the house to get the baker shovel. How could she do this? How could she know that there would be a miracle that would happen, that her oven would fill with bread? She was so accustomed in her house, in their house, or the house of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and his wife, they were so accustomed to miracles because they were such great people, that she knew that God would not allow her to be embarrassed and that he would create a miracle to help her. So she knew that bread would be coming and that she would then need a shovel. So she was actually going to the back of her house, not just to avoid embarrassment, like Gemara said, but truth be told, to get the baker shovel, because she knew that bread would evidently be coming because she was so used to miracles. Okay, so like we said, we're going to stop right here for tonight. God willing, next week we'll continue with Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, and we'll do the full daf Chaf Hei, just to map out where we're at and when we're hoping to make a Siyum. So the hope is, God willing, that we'll keep going straight. We won't miss a night for the next few weeks, although, you know, the Niyam Narayim does get a little busy, but we're hoping to go straight. And God willing, we'll make a Siyum either during the Aseres Mitshuva, which would be a really special time to do it, or right after the Aseres Mitshuva, right before Sukkot, which would also be very special. So stay with us, and God willing, good things to come. Everyone should have a great night.